Sing unto the Lord, to God our voices raise. Let us in our most joyful songs the Lord our Savior praise. Before God's presence let us come with praise and thankful voice. Let us sing songs to God with grace, with grateful hearts rejoice. Oh, come and bowing down to God, our worship let us bring. Come, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker and our King. Kings above all gods enthroned, the depths of earth and mountains high, by God alone are owned.
To God the spacious sea belongs,
God made its waves and tides, and by God's hand the rising land was formed and still abides. Oh, come and bowing down to God, our worship let us bring. Come, let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker and our King. Our Maker and our
Good morning. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. As you know, Pastor and Mrs. Otero are on vacation, and they plan to return at the end of this week. We trust they're having a good time, relaxing and resting, and enjoying the warm climate, and we pray for their safe return. We are grateful also today that Pastor Tomlinson will be in the pulpit bringing the message from the Bible today, which is titled, Shall I Partake? There will be the ladies' Bible studies tomorrow, March 8th at 7 p.m., and note in the insert in your bulletin that the northern group will meet at the home of Tom and Karen Curley, and the southern group will meet here at the church. The men's Bible study will not meet Tuesday, March 9th, as normally scheduled, and has been rescheduled to Tuesday, March 16th. A ministry we have been pleased to support, the South Valley Pregnancy Center, in Gilroy, it is having a fundraiser, and there is an insert in your bulletin describing that. And you can contact Helen Menig for details and tickets. And the Bible study class, scheduled normally for 3:30 this afternoon, will not be meeting today. The 5 o'clock service, our brother, that it's 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Brother Lee Prater will be bringing the teaching from the Word of God. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Isaiah, that's chapter 12, verse 4. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Oh,
Well, let's continue our worship now with hymn number 208, Are You Washed in the Blood? Please stand now as we sing hymn number 381, Is Your All on the Altar?
Let us remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in your presence, for you have called us and gathered us together this morning to sing praises to your name and to worship you in spirit and in truth. You have called us to be your servants and to be your children. You have called us to live a life that brings honor and glory to you. And I pray, Father, that each and every day we would focus our attention on how it is that we can live for you, what it means to bring you honor and glory, what it means to be a child of the Most High God. And Father, I do pray for your hand of peace and grace to be upon us and upon your children, to enable us to live a life that is centered and focused upon rejoicing in you and proclaiming and sharing your gospel message. I do lift up to you our own pastor who is in Cancun, and that you would bless him and encourage him, strengthen him and rejuvenate him, that as he returns, Lord, he would be ready again to take the pulpit and move the ministry forward in your might and in your power. Also pray for Trish as she has traveled back east, that you would bless her with your wisdom and your guidance, bless her with your comforting hands, and encourage her heart in you. And for our brother Marcus, who's not feeling well today, that you, Lord, as well, bless him and strengthen him, that he can return and be able to run our sound system again. For we, Lord, look forward to being with him, and we do miss him when he's not here. And Father, I do lift up to you our missionaries that we have throughout the world. We think of Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, David and Denise Rhodes in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Vandano in Guatemala, Martha Peretti in Buenos Aires, Dante Maruja Rabinas in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. We have locally the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, bless them with the wisdom that comes from your word and from your spirit, that you would lead them, guide them, and direct them to do your will, and that you, Lord, would bless them with the provisions of life and comfort them with your mighty arms. We also thank you for the provision that you give to this ministry, that as that we have the funds to move the ministry forward to the praise and honor and glory of Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Exodus. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 79. We will be reading Exodus chapter 12, verses 40 through 51. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Exodus chapter 12, verses 40 through 51. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof, but every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it, and he shall be as one that is born in the land, for no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. Blessed is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have revealed yourself to us in history, and it's recorded in the scriptures. We are grateful that though we are sinners, we have broken your law, amazingly you have adopted us into your family because of the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, he who paid for our sins and has become our righteousness. It is all of grace, Father. Strengthen us that we may walk worthy of our calling, we pray. Pray now for your servant, our teacher, Pastor Greg Tomlinson. Bless him in his studies as he comes to expound your written word. Bless us also here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may be attentive to receive, understand, and to apply the message prepared for us today. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Will you please be seated?